Taking a look first at your news for the hour. There were billowing clouds of smoke in a couple of locations in the Thumb as the Department of Natural Resources did their prescribed burns today. In Tuscola County, there were 76 acres burnt in Almer Charter Township, 67 acres in Elmwood Township, and 56 acres were burnt in Elkland Township, as well as 32 in Huron County's Paris Township. The prescribed burns were done in order to reduce undergrowth, remove thatch, and restore native grasses that support pheasants and turkeys, as well as to clear brush in order to keep lands and forests healthy. And another news for today. Next month, the Michigan Department of Transportation will start resurfacing M25 from Huron Line Road to Helena Road in Huron County's Sherman Township. The $2.4 million project will begin on Monday, May the 5th, and is expected to be completed on Wednesday, July the 1st. The work includes milling and resurfacing the pavement, joint repairs, shoulder aggregate, and resurfacing of the White Rock Roadside Park parking lot. While the work is being done, two-way traffic will be maintained at all times on M25 under flag control. The White Rock Roadside Park will be temporarily closed for approximately 1 week while the work is being done. The park closure date will be announced in advance, and the work is being done to extend the lifespan of the roadway as well as increase safety for motorists. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the city of Harbor Beach is preparing for its annual spring cleanup event, giving residents a chance to dispose of unwanted items both safely and conveniently. The cleanup is scheduled for Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the City Hall parking lot. The event is limited to Harbor Beach residents. City officials say a wide range of household appliances will be accepted, including refrigerators and freezers, with no requirement to remove the Freon. Car tires will also be collected for a fee of $5 each. Residents looking for additional details can contact City Representative Ryan Lukowski. Meanwhile, seasonal yard waste pickup is already underway. MTERRA Environmental is collecting yard waste on Tuesdays through late November, with items required to be placed curbside by 7 a.m. Public work crews are also picking up brush on the first and third Mondays of each month through October. City leaders are also reminding residents to clean up after their pets while they are out and about in the community. And in other news for today, the Marathon Area Fire Authority, or the MAFA, ordered a new fire truck several months ago, and they are still waiting for the truck to be delivered. During this month's Otter Lake Village meeting, the council learned that because the truck has still not been delivered, the MAFA will be proceeding with a lawsuit against the company that was supposed to be supplying the new truck. The MAFA is staffed with volunteer firefighters that provide protection and emergency services and collaborate with the Otter Lake Fire Department. During the meeting, it was reported that the roof on the Otter Lake Village Hall is also in bad shape and needs to be replaced as soon as possible, and approval was also given for the hall to be used to host Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Tuesday, April the 21st of 2026. Joseph A. Schmidt Jr., age 57, of Bad Axe, passed away on April the 7th while at the Henry Ford Hospital of Detroit. Cremation for Joseph A. Schmidt has already taken place, and services are being provided by Professional Mortuary Services. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.